From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday he intends to try to form a government in the next 2 to 3 weeks, which would give him a fourth term as prime minister after his conservative Likud party won Israel's parliamentary election. A statement from Mr. Netanyahu's office said he has already reached out to smaller parties in order to form the 61-seat coalition he needs to govern. Russell Stone is a Mideast analyst with American University.
By law, the process can take up to 2 months. Within a few days, the president will ask one or another of the political leaders to form a government, and then that leader will have up to 30 days to put together a majority coalition.
Meanwhile, the Zionist Union leader, Isaac Herzog, conceded defeat in the election and said he congratulated Mr. Netanyahu in a phone call. Iraqi troops and militias who pushed Islamic State fighters from the northern town of Amerli last September proceeded to loot and burn down homes and businesses, according to Human Rights Watch's new report released Wednesday. Relying on interviews with victims and witnesses as well as satellite images, the report says militiamen took items such as televisions, clothes, and electrical wiring before setting fire to the buildings. The looting and destruction extended to 47 villages around Amerli. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama has arrived in Japan for a 3-day visit meant to highlight her global women's education initiative. Mrs. Obama landed late Wednesday in the capital of Tokyo. On Thursday, she will hold separate meetings with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and his wife. She also plans to meet with the Emperor and the Empress of Japan before heading to the tourist hotspot in Kyoto Friday. The First Lady wasn't able to accompany President Obama on her trip to Japan last year. VOA News. Sierra Leone's president has fired his vice president, Samuel Sam-Soumana, who was recently kicked out of the ruling party on allegations he was instigating violence and forming a new party. President Ernest Bai Koroma made the announcement Wednesday, saying Sam-Soumana had shown a willingness to abandon his duties in office. The vice president sought asylum at the U.S. Embassy in Freetown Saturday, but later returned home. Relief workers are rushing emergency supplies to remote areas in Vanuatu, the South Pacific island nation that was pummeled last week by a powerful cyclone. Aurelia Bapp, who heads the Pacific Office of the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Society, said Wednesday that supplies have begun to reach the most remote areas.
Starting yesterday and really moving much more quickly today, we know that relief supplies have been taken down to Tana, and that assessments are being conducted on the outer islands.
The UN humanitarian agency says at least 11 people are confirmed dead, though officials warn that figure could rise. Travelers who flew out on 8 airlines across the Pacific between 2000 and this year are eligible for benefits from a class action lawsuit involving ticket price fixing. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports.
If you flew across the Pacific between 2000 and this year, you might be eligible for benefits from a class action lawsuit. The case involves tickets purchased from 26 airlines. The carriers, which have settled, Air France, Cathay Pacific, Japan Airlines, Malaysia Airlines, Qantas, Singapore Airlines, Thai Airways, and Vietnam Airlines, have agreed to refund nearly $40 million. The class action suit claims airlines colluded to fix prices on trans-Pacific travel, resulting in passengers paying more than was necessary. The 8 airlines which settled deny the allegation and any liability. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Ignoring increasing outcry from rights activists, Pakistani authorities Wednesday executed 9 men on death row, bringing to 48 the number of convicts hanged across the country since the government reinstated the death penalty in December. Officials say the latest hangings took place in jails in Punjab, the most populous province of Pakistan, and the prisoners were convicted of crimes including terrorism and murder. The U.S. Secret Service says a letter addressed to the White House has tested positive for the deadly poison cyanide. The agency issued a statement Tuesday saying the letter was received at a screening facility away from the White House campus the day before. The letter initially tested negative for biological agents, but the agency said further tests returned a presumptive positive for cyanide. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.